New South Wales now, where the government is about to conduct the largest ever cull of feral animals in response to this year's devastating bushfires. Scientists estimate that the blazes have killed more than a billion native animals across the country. And there's concern that the wildlife that has survived is now more vulnerable than ever to feral predators, as Sarah Sedgie reports.
Like most Australians, Jess Abrahams has found it hard to see the scale of destruction caused by this year's unprecedented bushfire season.
It's been very upsetting, and I think it's upsetting for everyone, whether it's the human toll or the toll on the environment.
The nature campaigner for the Australian Conservation Foundation is extremely worried about the impact on wildlife.
The threatened species have been heavily impacted by this fire. Certainly in New South Wales, we know the brush-tailed rock wallaby habitat has been burnt and they're in trouble. But in Victoria as well, the vulnerable greater glider has had 25% of its habitat burned.
It's estimated more than a billion animals died in the fires, and those that have survived are more vulnerable than ever, especially to feral species such as foxes and cats. To minimise the harm, the New South Wales government is currently planning the largest feral animal cull in the state's history. To Jess Abrahams, it's an important step in protecting animals.
The habitat has been damaged and wildlife literally don't have a place to hide. And cats and foxes in particular can have a big impact right now on animals that are really struggling to eat, to find water if they need, and to have habitat to hide in.
Dr. Thomas Newsom is from the University of Sydney School of Life and Environment Sciences. While he welcomes the plans to cull predators, he says a lot more needs to be done to protect Australia's wildlife.
Our wildlife already face severe threats from predation, habitat loss, altered fire regimes, a changing climate. Australia, unfortunately, has a pretty bad track record when it comes to conserving its wildlife, particularly mammals. We have the highest extinction rate in the world for mammals. And these fire events are really have the potential to tip these remaining species over an edge and into a, literally an extinction vortex.
Last week, the federal government committed $50 million to rescue and protect wildlife affected by the fires and says that's just an initial investment. The government is also working with wildlife experts and environment groups in the response. Jess Abrahams from the Australian Conservation Foundation says if everyone acts with urgency, Australia's wildlife can be better protected.
There is still hope that if we do make the right investments, we do have strong laws, we do protect the best of what's left, we can ensure that we have wildlife and natural environments into the future.
Environmentalists might be praising the politician who made the animal cull announcement, New South Wales Environment Minister Matt Keane. But the Prime Minister doesn't seem such a fan, telling the AM program this morning that his state colleague doesn't know anything about carbon emissions and is virtually a nobody in the minds of the federal cabinet. But Matt Keane appears focused on the task of ridding the state of predators of the animal variety.
The main priority now will be eradicating feral pests who are preying on our native animals. We will roll out the biggest feral pest eradication program in our state's history.
And that's the New South Wales Environment Minister, Matt Keane, ending Sarah Sedgie's report.